If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. And hey, Frank, I should get a gold star. I didn't have my button pushed in. I'm on the ball today. We've got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to talk about the Mediterranean diet. There's a new study on the Mediterranean diet, so I thought we would take a look at that. And we've been talking about the Mediterranean diet for decades, but new studies are out, so I thought we'd kind of go over that and see what they say. And we do have a brief quack report, and it's brief, Frank, today. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, you know, how should I pray for this nation? Because we got some very complex and very disturbing issues at hand. So God's in control. He's on his throne. So let's go to Psalms 86. It says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth and unite my heart to fear only thy name. That's right. So walk with the Lord. Seek his face. Mind the time. It grows short. Because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, first, last, but not least, actually, the CDC is listing, get this, guys, the fully vaccinated with the COVID-19, get this, if they die within 2 weeks of getting the second shot, science can't deal with that. They list them as a death of an unvaccinated person because, see, in their minds, the vaccinated person wouldn't have died from COVID. So here it is, the CDC Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report was published August 24th. Report provides people with the CDC's definitions of fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, and unvaccinated. According to their chart, a person is only considered fully vaccinated if 14 days have passed since the person's second dose of the COVID vaccine. This means that anyone that is hospitalized, admitted, and may be required to be on a mechanical ventilator and also die within 2 weeks of getting the second shot, they're counted basically as unvaccinated. So more distortion of the statistics there, just to, I guess, prop up their propaganda and their agenda. So just be aware of those things. Can't trust the numbers, sorry to say. But that's the times in which we live in, so we have to be more discerning. And we're going to have to lean really heavily on the Holy Spirit to help us discern these things and be wise and stay on the path. Stay on the path. Don't depart from it. It's too scary to get off this path. You got to stay on the path, leads you to the kingdom of God, and God will direct your paths and guide your footsteps. He's the light unto your feet. So mind the time, it grows short. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, Frank is saying, yeah, it's just like dying in a car crash. So they blame it on a COVID death. Yeah. Well, you know, we live in very strange times. We do. And you know what, Frank? I'm getting calls from people. They're so sweet. Thank you so much for all your calls of encouragement. People are praying for me. Oh, I can't tell you how much that lifts my spirit. Thank you so much for your prayers. I really, really refer to them in my prayers as great thanks unto the Lord. He is getting all the praise all the time and glorify his name. So likewise, I pray for all of you that you seek the Lord's face. He'll guide and direct us all as we wait for the Lord's return. All right, so let's get to it. The study on the Mediterranean diet. Now, Frank, you know, I've been kind of telling people, teaching people about the Mediterranean diet way back, going back maybe 2006, okay? And I reported many times since then on the Mediterranean diet. And, you know, I've explained that there's cultural studies that are done usually annually, and it shows that the people of the Mediterranean area have little to no cases of heart disease, cancer, or diabetes. So I also have discussed that, you know, diet will most likely increase the risk of getting cancer if you're on the wrong diet. So we are what we eat, and it does influence our DNA and our gene expression. So let's find out what this new study was saying about The old Mediterranean diet. So this was a January 2021 study, University of Texas, also with the Anderson Cancer Center, and they were looking at the diet in relation to cancer. So what they had were, they had some cancer patients involved in this study, and they were monitoring their progress after they switched them to a Mediterranean diet. Now, they did have a control group as well. So the type of cancer that these they were focusing on in this particular study was prostate cancer. So, and what did the researchers decide, you know, why they decided to look at prostate cancer for their research? Well, according to Dr. Justin Craig, he says men are more motivated in working towards a recovery. So the research did get published in the January 2021 Journal of Cancer. So here it is, Dr. Craig. He says, men with prostate cancer are motivated to find a way to impact their advancement of their disease and improve their quality of life. So he's saying men are more motivated to work with their physicians and find a healthy medium and live as long as they can with their cancer and improve the quality of life along the way. So, as we know, I've said it many times, they don't cure cancer. They just try to extend your life. So let's just look at the diet strength here, because most of the natural physicians that I know have been encouraging people to adopt the Mediterranean diet for better health reasons. Now, the diet is an easy one really to adopt. It's not hard. It doesn't use any exotic ingredients. Easy to prepare meals. It's not difficult to adopt this diet. So you can go to the bookstore, go to the cookbook section, and you can actually see they have cookbooks by region. And you can pick up a paperback and find quick 20-minute meals to make. So now, the Mediterranean diet has a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in it. And it's, you know, the types of foods and oils they include. So this diet will help reduce a lot of oxidative stress on your cells, which prevents cell mutation, which can lead to cancer. So when you compare the American Western diet to the American diet, here's the volume test that comes out. The Mediterranean diet has more fruits, more vegetables in it, more legumes, more whole grains, and more fish compared to the Western diet. So Dr. Craig says this, the Mediterranean diet is a non-invasive and good overall diet for health. This study confirms that it affects the progression of cancer. So what it does, it halts the progression of cancer is what he means. He says this diet reduces the risk of the prostate cancer growing or advancing. He says this can spare patients an invasive surgical treatment. And we also examined the effects of this diet with regard to diabetes and found similar reductions. So, again, it's just proving what the cultural studies have been saying. You know, low risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Mediterranean diet. Well, and you know what this diet had, Frank? This research had in it? It had an ethnic edge to it, okay? So, an interesting notation in this study is that the researchers noticed that the diet had a more significant and positive effect on African Americans compared to Caucasian Americans. Okay, so this difference was significant as prostate cancer risk is 50% higher in the African American male who has also a higher death rate. So basically, the diet works for everybody, but they just noticed it had a more significant positive impact on the African Americans. So now this Texas University study also said that the average patient in their study was 64 years of age. 83% of them were Caucasian and 8% were African American. They had some other ethnic groups in there. And they also said the study is backed by a January 2015 study that did get published in the Journal of Urology, where it was determined that men who follow a Mediterranean diet have a lower risk of prostate cancer and aggressive forms of prostate cancer compared to the Western diet. According to the University of Texas, they said the Mediterranean diet diet consistently has been linked to lower risk of cancer, cardiovascular disease, and mortality. Dr. Craig adds, our findings suggest that the consistency following the diet rich in plant foods, fish, and healthy fats is beneficial for men diagnosed with early stage prostate cancer. So, the other thing that they found was, this was a September 2016 American Heart Association study, and they found similar benefits for women who got on the Mediterranean diet and lowered their risk of stroke. This is a quote from, this is the Dr. Bio Mint. He's with the British Association of Stroke Physicians. He says, our findings provide clinicians and the public with information regarding the benefits of eating a Mediterranean-style diet for stroke prevention, regardless of cardiovascular risk. And again, another study, this was February 2021, University of Edinburgh in Scotland. They said the Mediterranean diet was linked to better cognitive function. Here's a quote from the University of Edinburgh. They said, people who eat a Mediterranean diet, especially rich in green leafy vegetables and low in animal meat, are more likely to stay mentally sharp later in life. End of quote. Yeah, you know, I can see that. And so now we know the Mediterranean diet has this benefit that we can all tap into and have the power to utilize. And so let's now shift gears and look at what a cancer diet looks like. So if you want cancer, you're going to probably get it if you're going to eat this way. So we know that the Western diet is inferior to the Mediterranean diet, but what does that diet actually look like? What does it look like where it would increase your risk of cancer? So if we had to look at what the average American eats in a one-year period, we can get a glimpse of what this entails. Okay, so average American now. It may not mean you. You're probably out there eating pretty good, you know, watching your fruits and vegetables, watching the fats, and, you know, just doing all that good stuff. But the average person may not be doing that. So here's what they eat. They eat 756 donuts a year, 60 pounds of cakes and cookies, 23 gallons of ice cream, 7 pounds of potato chips, 22 pounds of candy, 365 cans of soda, 90 pounds of fat, and 134 pounds of white sugar. Okay, so here is what the average American diet is lacking with the healthy food category. 41% of Americans eat no daily fruit, 82% eat no daily vegetables, 72% have no daily vitamin C in their diet from fruits and vegetables, 80% have no daily vitamin A from fruits and vegetables, and 84% have no daily high fiber or whole grains. So you can see the problem here. I mean, that's, man, 756 donuts. I read that, Frank, and I'm like, boy, what a way to plug up your muffler. Seriously. Don't donuts constipate you, Frank? I can't eat them. Don't care what kind it is. I don't care if it's a cake donut. I don't care if it's just a little hole donut. I don't care if it's the Krispy Kreme light and fluffy glazed. I don't care what it is. You know, constipation is in my future if I eat one of those. My body just don't like it. Donuts. Ooh. Well, let's talk about also tumors. A lot of times people, you know, develop these cancerous tumors. So most of you maybe be surprised to learn that a tumor is really not a cancer protecting itself from your immune system, but it's the body's way of encapsulating the cancer cells to retard or prevent the cancer from spreading. So it's your immune system working when you have a cancer tumor. So modern medicine actually admits that even with their best diagnostic equipment, that it takes about a million cancer cells clumped together before it's detectable in their studies. So if they got a million cancer cells, it may be the size of a pencil tip or a small pea. So they can't detect the 100,000 cancer cells at all that are floating around possibly. So So basically, if the surgeon comes out and tells the family the surgery was a success, we got all the cancer, that's not true. They can't see the 100,000 cancer cells on over here in this location and that location because it's not detectable by their equipment. But they say that to make the family feel better. Okay, and it kind of makes you wonder about biopsies though, right? Because biopsy is really sticking a needle into the tumor. They break the protective barrier when they do that, and they pull out the needle, and they make an opening for cancer cells to spread or escape and spread. So now medicine also hopes that, you know, the chemo and radiation treatments are going to get what they can't see. So that's why they always prescribe that as a follow-up after surgery. Hopefully, this is a little snippet of information, a little snapshot here, that you see that some things really matter, and those things that we're talking about, you have control over in the palm of your hand. So we see that what we put into the body really matters. It does affect the DNA. It affects the way our cells communicate. It affects our immune system and all our metabolic functions. So likewise, toxic drug treatments have an impact as well. So studies are showing us that food changes our DNA, our gene expression, for better or worse, depending on what we're eating, in just 6 days. So therefore, we all have a lot of power over our health and the quality of life if we want to exercise it, you know, being really discerning and wise about what we're putting on the fork and sticking in our mouth. So Mediterranean diet, also your medicinal herbs, they also have a lot of power in providing a whole lot of needed vitamins and minerals. A lot of your medicinal herbs are packed full of them. And this helps a lot with balancing metabolic functions, and that helps the body heal itself. So while you're transitioning to the Mediterranean diet, you may want to tap into some medicinal herbs to give you a little bridge. You may want to check out the dandelion root if cancer is an issue, because Windsor Medical University in 2012 released a study where they found dandelion root kills all known cancer cells, and they found that out by accident. Okay, Dr. Miriam Pandey was the researcher. If you want to check it out, it's online. Now, what herbalists found out is when you pair astragalus root with the dandelion herb, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. And astragalus is an immune support herb, which really makes sense because your immune system has a big part to play with regulating cancer in the body. Okay, so if you're searching for herbal tools and information, how to use them, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are the people to call, because not only do they make a top quality professional strength herbal formula for you, they also educate you. They give you info sheets with each item. They have product support. You can call or email them. And they do have a free catalog they can send you. So all you got to do is go on their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Make sure you type in the word the power herbs. And you go to books and newsletters, and you can you go to free catalog, and you can get a free catalog by requesting it. Now, if you want to sign up for their newsletters, you go to the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for their free online newsletters. You will also get a catalog mailed to you through the mail. You get a hard copy. Now, if you don't have internet, no worries. Give them a call. Toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, for those of you who have been the last day or so, we just became aware of this yesterday. The after-hours call center is not functioning. It's not picking up the call. So the calls are forwarded there, but for some reason, it's not getting through to the call center, and they're trying to figure out where the disruption is. So I apologize if you've been getting a message loop or getting disconnected. There's all kinds of issues going on with it, and so just be patient with us. They're trying to rectify that problem. So if you're calling after hours, you may have trouble getting through. But if you're calling during the day from 9 to, let's say, 4 p.m., you can get us at the manufacturing facility at thepowerherbs.com and talk with us live. Now, we've been getting a lot of calls, And so we're trying to get you, each and every one of you, and we're sorry if some of you are dropping through the cracks. We're just, the phone rings constantly. It just rings a lot. So we're trying to get every one of you. Now, if you're leaving messages, it's not getting through to us, and we apologize. But we'll try to get that fixed and figured out. So just hang tough with us for a little bit. Also, if you've been asking about the new catalog is due next month. So we're hoping it'll be here the first part of September. And we have started a list for those people who want to get a new catalog. So call us during the day, and we'll add you to the list. You can also send us an email to our support team. It's support and the number 2. So the word support, the number 2, at thepowerherbs.com. You can always ask questions that way, too, if you're not getting through on the phone line. Send your request for a catalog that way as well. So the Power Herbs and 866-229-3663, and we'll try to connect somehow, some way, carrier pigeon, smoke signal, I don't know, what other means is there nowadays, texting. Well, we'll get it done. Frank, we are going to be talking about, get this, we are going to be talking about being prepared for bacteria, because we're coming up to fall pretty quickly. And as we can see, the momentum of the COVID thing is not going away. They're not going to let loose of that one. But we can be as prepared as possible for all kinds of pathogens, including bacteria, as we move forward. Because you know why? God has given us some powerful herbs at our disposal, and they work, because these germs are not resistant to the herbs or your immune system. So we can tap into that power and do wonders, I say. So we're going to be talking about being prepared for this fall. There's things that we can adapt and really thrive, so we don't have to be in fear. So we realize, you know, bacteria tends to mutate. It survives on surfaces. It spreads. And it probably takes advantage of those with very weak immune systems. So we're going to talk about immune system support, too. So bacteria can be anywhere. It can be in lurking in foods, the soil, the air, the water, on surfaces. As we move into the colder winter months, we're more inside. And so we're more in close proximity to folks. So we're going to be talking about how we can kind of pathogen-proof ourselves, if it were, and get through another winter with not being sick. How about that? And if we do get sick, there's certain things you can do to get over the flu and some of these things in just a day or so. So we're going to talk about those things as well. But we got to take a little break, and we've come back on the other side. More health news. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive?
Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Yes, we are back, and we're going to be talking about how to pathogen protect ourselves, especially as we're going to move into cooler weather here soon. Let's just talk about antibiotics for a minute, because a lot of people rely on those for bacterial infections. But when we use antibiotics to fight a bacterial infection, we actually produce bacteria that adapts and becomes more resistant. So one reason the bacteria adapts is that our antibiotics that we use have isolated chemical components in them that the bacteria can adapt or mimic, and in other words, evade the drug as it mutates. So, or the bacteria can actually make its own antidote to the antibiotic. And that's really crazy, but it can. So modern medicine is saying that we have mutating bacteria, and it can develop resisting microbes within a short time, like even 3 months. So when you send in a one-dimensional antibiotic, for instance, and you send it in to destroy a bacterial pathogen, it's kind of like cracking a code comprised of only 1 or 2 digits. So not a problem for an adapting bacteria, you can see. So we need more complex antibacterial agents to fight off and defeat unfriendly bacteria if you're going to go the allopathic route. So basically more complex options is what is needed. So if antibiotics are so easily neutralized by bacteria, you know, it can crack the antibiotic code. In other words, what could be used then to stop bacterial invasions? Well, logic would suggest that we can use more complex opponents which to defeat the pathogens, which is not so easily identified and defended against with regard to, you know, drugs from big pharma. So what else can we use to as a defense strategy? Well, we have lots of things. They're called herbs. So bacterial fighting herbs really have very complex properties in them, and they're not so easily identified to make an antidote for from by the pathogen. So herbs actually contain very complex bacterial fighting compounds, which go way beyond the antibiotics, okay? So we're going to take a look at a few of them for just a few minutes here, so you can put them in your arsenal. First up, and this is going to make Frank smile, it is garlic. Frank loves garlic. Frank's the garlic man over there. So this is an ancient antidote, actually, to a lot of things. And our ancestors have used garlic down through the centuries to fight infections, bacterial infections. Thousands of years of use have been written about garlic. So while people want to stop and use expensive drugs from doctors with fancy names to them, you know, garlic's very broad spectrum. It's very complex. Actually, they've done studies on garlic. You know, drug companies have wanted to tap into some of garlic's properties, like it's a blood thinner, for instance, and it also is an antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. So they've been trying to figure out what mechanism in garlic does that, and then they want to make a drug out of it. But you have garlic. You know, you don't have to wait for them to figure it out. They haven't been able to figure it out. I'm like sitting in my chair laughing at that, because God is a mystery, and this is his garlic. It's complex, and it works, so I'm going to just use that. So you know, during the ancient worlds, you know, poor people had sanitary issues, and a lot of times they relied on garlic to protect them from bacteria. They survived with garlic and fighting a lot of bacterial illnesses. So garlic's a very broad spectrum compound type of herb. Viruses, bacteria, parasites, it's just got a lot of action in it. So if you have compared the defensive action of garlic to, let's say, a drug like penicillin, garlic's going to win hands down, because garlic's very effective against even foodborne pathogens, staph or strep or salmonella and E. coli. So garlic's got way more action than penicillin ever did. So in my opinion, it isn't whether to use garlic or not, but how much of it are you going to use is the question. So you can use tablets, you can use raw garlic, or you can use a garlic liquid. You want to keep in mind, pills and tablets take time to be digested, so they're not going to be as fast-acting, let's say, as a liquid is. So liquid concentrates are really absorbed right away. They offer a lot of alternative to eating large doses of garlic, which could be quite nauseating for some people. And so garlic naturally will thin the blood. So you do want to use caution if you're taking prescription blood thinners out there, or called anticoagulants. Next up on our list is onion, which is cousin to the garlic, very good at fighting bacteria. Onion has a wonderful antiseptic compound to it. It provides a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C, high amounts of potassium and magnesium that the body needs as well. So these nutrients are very essential to protect your cells and also to help move fluids in and out of the cell to cleanse from infections. So onion is going to help the body to remove a lot of mucus or phlegm, along with the bacteria or virus or even fungi. So it also reduces inflammation. So in the ancient times, garlic and onion juice were actually applied externally to the body to fend off infections of bacteria during plagues. Also on our list is echinacea. You've heard about echinacea being an immune support herb. Lovely echinacea, packed full of antibacterial fighting compounds. Yes, it is. So can you use onion, garlic, and echinacea all together? Absolutely, you can. So you don't need to just pick one. You can actually up the ante and use them all. So the human immune system will use a lot of the compounds in echinacea to magnify the strength and efficiency of your natural immune system. So I like to use echinacea when I'm under the weather. I don't like to use it every day like a multivitamin, and this is the reason. Your Echinacea will help your immune system make more macrophages, which are the white blood cells' antibodies. It helps them. It helps it launch those antibodies more efficiently, thus shortening your duration of illness. So it's very good at that. So if you use echinacea too frequently, it's not going to stimulate that area of the immune system as well. So we want to reserve echinacea like our little ace in the hole, and only when you're feeling like you're coming down with something, go ahead and hit the echinacea. And definitely if you're in a full-blown something or other, cold and flu, sinus infection, whatever it is, you definitely want to hit the echinacea because it's going to help you get better faster. And this is just the MO of echinacea. It just shortens the duration of illness. It's wonderful. Now, some people say, well, do I use dry or do I use fresh echinacea root? They're both very good. Most people have access to dried echinacea root. Capsules and tablets will definitely be that. Your liquids, your echinacea liquids called extracts or tinctures, they can be either from a dried root or a fresh root. Now, if it's from a fresh root, it'll be more expensive, okay? Fresh is always more expensive because you got to process stuff in a timely manner, you know, whereas dried, you have a little flexibility. So fresh root will always be more expensive because, yeah, I mean, if you don't grow it yourself, you're having it flown in, you know, and you're having to process it right away and that kind of thing. So, but fresh root tends to have more punch. As you dry roots and herbs, they lose some of their essential oils, which are probably going to be part of their potency. So, so they try not to over dry things, over powder them and burn them. So if your herbs come in looking too dark than they should, it means they over powdered. So, if you're that experienced to know by looking at the herb, that's what that means. So if they're looking too dark, they have been burnt, because I've seen herbs that are supposed to be bright, vibrant green look brown and dry and dark, and I'm like, oh no, somebody just left them in the powdering machine. So echinacea is an excellent herb that you can utilize. Definitely, you can use it. Pair it with garlic. Pair it with astragalus root. Pair it with onion. It's amazing the power it has, especially when you're under the weather. Next up on my list, as we pathogen protect ourselves this year, is thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, one of my big favorite herbs for coughs. And don't you know, we spread pathogens by coughing and sneezing, that kind of thing. So a lot of people overlook the power of thyme herb to combat bacteria because it has a germicide in it. It's wonderful. One of the powerful oils of thyme also kills parasites. Yep. So during the Victorian age, actually, thyme oil would be used to disinfect and to clear away foul-smelling bacteria in the house. Now, if you're using thyme tincture, the dose to kill bacteria is probably going to be anywhere from a quarter to one teaspoon, depending on what's going on and age of the person, weight of the person, that kind of thing. They actually use thyme for whooping cough because what it does is it helps calm the cough mechanism a little bit. It doesn't shut it off, but it does calm it down so, you know, you could get some rest and not coughing all night. So thyme is just one of those nice little extra herbs I like to throw in my medical bag, if you will, if there's pulmonary issues. Yep. Next up is marshmallow root. Marshmallow root, antibacterial property to marshmallow root. Bet you didn't know that. Yeah. It's usually used to soothe smooth muscle membranes, like digestive tract. But it does have a wonderful antibacterial action in it. It also reduces a lot of inflammation and swelling of tissue. So you can use it topically, or you can use it internally. It's very good at taking irritation away. For instance, if you've got like IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, some sort of a lot of inflammation of the digestive system, I mean, you can't take enough marshmallow pills or any of that. What you got to do is get some marshmallow root powder. This is what I do. I get some marshmallow root powder, and I'll add a little water, and I kind of make it the consistency of hot cereal, okay? And then you eat it. Now, you don't have to have a whole bowl of it, but you do have to have probably half a cup of it, okay? And you mix it with water, and you just eat it, and it just soothes all that irritation in the digestive tract. Now, marshmallow tastes very nice. You know, you have marshmallows on the bonfire. You stick them on sticks as kids, and you cook them over the bonfire. You eat them, yeah? Well, that's where marshmallow comes from, because marshmallow grows in a marshy area, and the marshmallow root is usually harvested, and then they cook the root, and it turns it white, and it makes it all fluffy and everything. And so, but if you're not going to cook it, you get a different action out of marshmallow, because when you heat herbs, it changes them chemically. So marshmallow root that's not cooked is going to have some antibacterial action. It's going to also soothe a lot of irritated tissue. Next on my list is ginseng. Yep, the great American panacea, ginseng. You want to keep that around to fight bacteria, because ginseng will help the other antibacterial herbs that you're using. It magnifies their power. It really does. Ginseng just gives the synergistic action to your garlic and to your echinacea and to your thyme, and it just makes them better. So it also gives energy on a cellular level to all your cells metabolically, and it just gives you your body a lift. It gives you stamina. So if you've been sick a while, this is going to help you out, ginseng. Ginger root's on my list as well. I love ginger. It has this capability, well, you know, we use it obviously for nausea, you know, when we got a little, you know, upset tummy. But it has wonderful capabilities of improving circulation even to the tiny capillaries. So it's great to pair it with like cayenne as a circulatory agent. So ginger root will make it really difficult for bacterial pathogens to hide. Okay, so ginger actually accentuates the power of your other herbs as well. Pair it with cayenne if you want for all-around circulation power, because cayenne will take circulation from the core of the body out, and then ginger will push it to the small capillaries and then bring it back to the body core. So ginger does have some antibacterial fighting capabilities, and also helps distribute the other power of the herbs throughout the body. So ginger. I like to use a Jamaican ginger because it's hotter. Hotter herbs, the higher Scoville heat units, like your onions and garlics and your cayennes, it moves blood. It just moves fluids in the body and just brings better healing. So if you can stand it, make it a hot ginger. Peppermint leaf is also on my list. Peppermint leaf is, I know it's a cooling herb, you know, but it helps with digestion. We know this part, right? But any medical doctor who turns their nose up at the suggestion that peppermint has serious bacterial fighting pathogens is mistaken, because it does. It actually fights cholera. Yeah. So 2 teaspoons full of peppermint in a liquid form, along with your other herbs, is the way to go. Some of these herbs have inhibitors to certain types of pathogens. So peppermint inhibits cholera. Gentian root inhibits hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. So you have inhibitors in a lot of these herbs. Barberry bark inhibits zoster virus, or your chickenpox virus, or your shingles. Barberry bark. So certain herbs have certain components that fight things better. So you can use a lot of these things topically. Now, peppermint has an analgesic action to it too. So it has that cool sensation on the skin and also helps reduce pain. So one of the things that I always like to use is herbs that will fight things like MRSA, staph, E. coli, and you know what? You have all these tools to do that, right? You just thought the white coats knew how to do that. No, you know how to do that. God has given you these tools, and he says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. He's given you these tools, and you need to learn to use them. So if you're looking in your scripture for that, you want to go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, and Revelations 22, verse 2. So all the way through the Bible, we get these indications. There's other notations as well, but I just gave you some of them. And God's encouraging you to, hey, you know, listen, I've given you some strong medicinal properties here that will help assist you, okay? Learn to use them. Stay away from the toxic chemicals that are in prescription drugs, because accumulative toxicity is not good for the body. Now, some people may say, well, can these herbs deal with very aggressive bacteria? Well, if you're dealing with aggressive bacteria, they can actually manifest conditions in a matter of hours, because these bacteria can colonize and multiply. So I have found that the best thing to do is to start with aggressive doses if you think you have a colony like that. And your strongest, most potent herbs will be in extract form or tincture form. That's your liquids. They're going to be the most potent. And they work quickly, like in 60 seconds. They don't have to be digested like pills. So if, let's say you had a regular adult dose, would be a quarter teaspoon, which is one dropper full. So when you squeeze bulbs on your droppers, your tincture bottles, the liquid would go not even halfway up that glass pipette, roughly. And that's a quarter of a teaspoon, 32 drops. So that's your basic adult dose, anybody of 100 pounds or more. But if you've got aggressive bacteria, you're going to have to up that to four of those, or a full teaspoon, and get to an aggressive dose line. So, these aren't the only herbs that you can tap into. There are other herbs you can use to deal with bacterial infections. Many of them you want to use in combinations. I tend to stay away from exotic imported Chinese stuff. Okay, don't even go there. And I only deal with indigenous harvested cultivated herbs here in the United States, and they're got to be till standard organic. That's the only way to go. Yeah, they're more expensive, but they're worth it. You got to watch what's coming from overseas. It can be adulterated, so you want to be careful there. So when you look at some of your bacterial fighting herbs as helping your immune system out and block the bacteria's ability to spread, help your immune system kill the pathogen, and also help the body to quickly dispose of the debris from the killing the bacterial pathogen. So what you're doing is you're inhibiting the bacteria's ability to cloak itself, to find an antidote like it would with an antibiotic behavior. So it can't do that. You're throwing many complex antibacterial herbs at it, and it's helping your immune system make an antibody towards it. And once you have that antibody, you're never going to lose that antibody. It's remembered by your immune system. And we've had shows about immune systems before where we've talked about how many immune system cells your body makes, and you have adaptogen cells. So let's say you came in contact with a bacteria last fall, and then you came in contact with a similar one this fall. The body will remember that antibody and adapt it to fit the new pathogen. So it's not having to start from scratch at building an antibody. It's got something similar, and it can really quickly launch that to the point of, if it's fast enough, you may not even have symptoms, and it will defeat that infection without you even having a sniffle. So your immune system is very sophisticated. It's smart. God knew what he was doing. So you want to use things that support the immunity, not defeat and suppress the immunity. So rule of thumb is, if you're going to use echinacea or any of these herbs that support or boost immunity. You do not want to use any over-the-counter or prescription drugs that suppress it. So those two things would work against one another, and it's almost like you didn't take anything at all. So Tylenol, acetaminophen, all those things that turn fever off suppress immunity, because your fever is an indication that your body has also launched its defenses. The antibodies have been launched when you have a fever of 101. So turning off the fever cuts that off, and you're going to be sicker longer. Yeah, you may feel more comfortable, but you're sick. So that's how you have the flu 5 to 7 days. The secret is keep the fever wet, hydrate, rest, drink, you know, herbal teas, nothing with caffeine. It dehydrates you. Get rest. And for lifting the achiness, just have some more warm baths during the day. And make sure you get enough rest. Use your immune support herbs and hydrate, flush. You want to flush. So the fever is an indicator you have immune cells flowing. And the higher your fever, the more immune system cells are flowing. The faster they are flowing, the higher the fever is. Febrile seizures are rare if you keep the fever wet. In other words, keep drinking. Because as the immune system antibodies are killing the bacterial infection or the viral infection, there's debris that has to be flushed out of the system and eliminated. So you want to keep drinking. And really, when you're sick with those kind of things, you may be hungry, but you don't know what you want. And it's your body's way of saying, well, just drink some nutrition, because the body needs that energy it would normally take to digest solid foods to go to the immune system. So some chicken noodle soup. I like to make just some light broth chicken noodle soup. Now, you can, if you in a pinch, you can pick up that Lipton's instant, you know, dehydrated stuff in the red box, and you can make some soup, and then on a low simmer, add a big scoop of minced garlic to it, okay? Because the studies that they did on grandma's chicken noodle soup to get rid of the common cold is because she put garlic in it, okay? And so let the soup cool a little bit, and then I kind of do this thing where I'll take some of my hot echinacea formula. So it's an echinacea with cayenne. Brain Concentrate's one of them. And I'll let the soup cool, and then I'll put a big dropper full or two into the soup. And it really spices up the soup, and it really lifts my metabolism up and gives it stamina and energy, and I feel fabulous. So it's a light broth. It's not heaviness on the digestive tract, and it helps the immune system out, and you have energy. So that's how I fight the flu, too. That's what I do for the flu. 2 days, I'm over the flu, because I'm using my immune support herbs, I'm hydrating, I'm resting, and I'm not taking over-the-counter stuff. I do the same thing if there's a bronchial infection, pneumonia, pretty much the same kind of gamut. I'm hitting it with the immune support herbs. We have some pulmonary herbs that we like to use for bronchial stuff and bronchitis and pneumonia. We have a pneumonia kit that's really important to have on hand, especially if you get sinus infections. So if you need information and you need professional strength tools, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. They have many of the tools we just talked about. And visit them online at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.